Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. We are speaking with Coral Gold today. They are an emerging West African gold developer focused on its projects in the prolific gold regions of Mali and Senegal. They are currently conducting a 35,000-meter drill program on its Sanana Coral project in South Mali. And here to tell us all about the bright future for the company is Bert Monroe, CEO and director. Hello, Bert.
Hi there. How are you doing? Thanks a lot for the introduction. That was great.
You just announced assay results this week at Sanana Coral in South Mali. 19 meters at 31.56 grams per ton a gold near surface. You must be very encouraged by these results, as your share price seems to be as well.
Oh, look, it was a fantastic drill hole, probably the best drill hole I've ever released in my career. So yeah, really excited by it. As a standalone drill hole, I think, as you pointed out, it's a shallow drill hole. It's from 65 meters of depth. It's in oxide material, so it has lots of positives to do with the economic extraction potential in the future. And I think also, arguably the most significant part of it, it's 50 meters below where the existing resource pit shell is in that part of our deposit. Our project's been very under-drilled historically, and we're both trying to infill drill in this program, but also step out and drill outside of the existing pit shell. So this is a new zone outside of an existing pit shell. So that's very exciting.
That is very exciting.
And I mean, additionally, as on top of that drill hole, we did have a number of other really good holes, both at zone A, that deposit, 21 meters at nearly 6 grams a ton. But I think arguably, and nearly as excitingly, zone C is a pre-resource discovery, so not part of any historical resource estimate. And we delivered a number of good holes from that area as well. 14 meters at 8.5 grams a ton, 24 meters at 2.5 grams a ton. I mean, standalone, those are great drill holes. So we are seeing not just an isolated good drill hole, we're seeing a large number of really good drill holes coming through.
Well, it's good to have well disseminated gold. That just shows you that you could have a bigger and larger deposit. So Sanana Coral has a scoping study on the project. Are you progressing towards feasibility studies with future construction plans in 2022?
Absolutely. I mean, as it stands, we're in the midst of a 35,000 meter drill program. This is very specifically targeting both a resource update due hopefully around September time, which will hopefully both move the project from inferred to measured and indicated, but also grow the total ounces we've got in the project. And then obviously we're moving into delivering a feasibility study at the turn of this year. In terms of that feasibility and in terms of that strategy, I think hopefully we've tried to clearly set it out as a company. Our aim is to deliver that feasibility study and move into construction. We started, for example, our ESIA last year, due to be completed in the second half of this year. We've started other aspects of the feasibility study, the geotechnical work. We've done a number of rounds of metallurgical test work. So we're really trying to drive this project forward as quickly as possible. And obviously, it's been great to get those good results on the back of that. And as you say, our plan is to be in construction during 2022.
Well, as required by all mining exploration companies, they do require a lot of capital to move the project forward. So in June 2020, you announced that you had signed a $21 million US mandate and term sheet with Lionhead Capital Advisors, which is very important. Do you want to tell us about the terms of this financing?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, that was quite a unique deal we did. Lionhead Capital is a South African-based mine financing business resource company. They are linked with our largest shareholder, the Quirk family. What you had there was essentially a fully funded solution to our scoping study project plan, half debt, half equity. So it's a great endorsement of the project and it's a great support. Obviously, it's conditional on us delivering a feasibility study to a certain level. Where we stand today, though, we recently raised some money in the last 6 weeks. So we've got around $6 million of cash in the bank, which fully funds us through all of the work programs, this drilling, the resource update, and all of the feasibility study work. So I hope the next money we'll need to raise as a business is the money we're raising as part of the project finance to build it. So look, I think we're in a really good place in terms of the project. Technically, we're delivering a lot of drill results of good quality at the moment, which is really exciting. We've got a very strong and supportive share register who have been investing continuously and giving really good support and obviously commitments towards delivering, moving us into obviously the next stage into construction as well. So that's a really exciting time for us and I've had some great support from good shareholders.
And also you have quite a lot of experience in moving a project forward when you were working with Hummingbird. So you've brought all that experience to this project.
Yeah, I think, look, I had a really exciting time at Hummingbird. I joined when I was a young guy in my early 20s. Saw Hummingbird through from a private pre-resource company I was living out in Liberia for a few years, through as, you know, a listed development company and then obviously into production. So obviously got, you know, 10, 15 years worth of West African experience and seeing sort of projects through this sort of exploration development and into production stage. So hopefully I can bring that experience to Coral. But I think, yeah, we've got a really experienced team on the ground. We hired last year a head of exploration, a guy called Norm Bailey, who's a great guy. He was with Redback Mining, who discovered the Tasiast project. So he's got over 20 million ounces of West African gold discovery to his name. And was at Centamin, which is a FTSE 250 mining company focused in Africa. So he was their head of exploration. So we got him from there. So he's a very experienced guy who's driving this program on the ground. He's been at site all year. We can't get him out of there on holiday. He's so excited by these results, and he just keeps delaying his flight to stay to keep pushing through this program. So it's great to have him and obviously the rest of the team under him on board delivering this program on the ground.
Oh, yes. Always good to have an enthusiastic team. So the company also initiated a power saving strategy by installing mobile solar hybrid power operations. Can you tell us about this exciting initiative?
Yeah, it's actually the guys on the ground, you know, they came up with it and put it to me as a proposal. It had a really quick payback period. I mean, it had an under 6 month payback period. So, yeah, we essentially bought and installed our own solar hybrid system in all of our field camps now. So, I mean, look, the total saving is great for the camps. But I think what it really shows for me is I guess I think our intention going forward as a business, you know, we obviously want to build a long mine life, good quality gold mining operation, but I think also we want to do it the right way. So actually, I was just in London the last couple of days. I was meeting with some alternative renewable energy providers as well when I was in London, you know, with an eye on the feasibility study and with an eye on implementing the project. So for us, you want to build a good quality mine, but you also want to build it the right way. So that forms part of that, the sort of how you deliver your energy to the project.
And so you have a project in Senegal, and obviously Teranga Gold was just acquired by Endeavour Mining for $2.4 billion. So this bodes well for prospects in the area.
Yeah, I mean, Senegal, you know, we've got, so I mean, outside of Sankara, we've got a pretty large land package. We've probably got another 700 or 800 square kilometers of ground. We've got a group of permits in West Mali and then into Senegal. So on that Kenieba window, arguably the most prolific gold belt in Africa at the moment. So we've got some very prospective permits in the right postcode, if that's the right way to put it, both in Senegal, the Medina Full Bay permit, but also over the border into West Mali as well. So those are some exciting earlier stage exploration permits with drilled discoveries on generally. Then we've also got a group of permits down further south of our main project, Sankara, around actually the Yanfolila gold mine. So we sort of have got a group of permits just kind of donut around that gold mine. So again, we've got some drilled discoveries on there, some nice hits we need to follow up on in time. So I think in terms of Coral, hopefully we're more than a one-trick pony. While Sankara looks extremely exciting at the moment, yeah, we also have a suite of other regional exploration permits which could offer us potential future discoveries.
And so with your announcement of the assay results, it seemed to give a little boost to your share price. So what news flow can investors expect going forward?
The news flow over the next 6 months should be great. We're obviously still drilling. We've still got, 10,000 meters or so to go of this 35,000 meter campaign we're doing. Obviously, the assays always lag your drilling by a few weeks. So, you know, over the next 2 months, we should have a pretty solid period of delivering more drill results into the market. On the back of that, we've obviously got a resource update targeted sort of end of September time. And then obviously moving into the feasibility study work in earnest and obviously delivering the feasibility study as well. So I think there should be a fairly solid flow of I hope what will be very good news flow.
Oh yes, lots of things going on. Well, thank you very much, Bert, for joining us, and we look forward to speaking with you again and hearing about the progress of the company.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
And thank you very much for joining us on.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.